The Gemara says in Daf Samchem Alef, Amar Nachman, Tarsha Shari. Tarsha is Mutter. What does Tarsha mean? So Rashi explains that Tarsha is Limkar Schar Bahamtana. You sell your merchandise Bahamtana, but you guys in demand more than it's worth. Lavanchli Farsha, Machshav, Hayab, Pacha, say Limkar Stam, Kachli, Kachli, and Plenty. So you sell it now with a higher price, but you don't speak out Beferish, meaning he's going to pay him later on the higher price. You don't say Beferish, if you sell it, if you pay me now, I can have it for cheaper. So if you don't speak that out, then you're able to sell it for the higher price because he pays you later on. So the question is, what is the meaning of the word Tarsha? How does Tarsha mean that? What's the Pashup Shad? How do you attach the word Tarsha? So the Yaivetz over here says a very interesting Shad. He says that Tarsha is really a combination of two different words, Tar and Sha. And he says that Tar in Aramaic means Lashon of Shmira, like find us in Mashal of Lashon of Neiter, Neiter HaKramim. And Shah is a Lashon of a Chayv. He's Sasha Re'acha Masha Smuma is a Lashon of a Chayv. So it means you're being Shomer the Chayv, you're keeping the Chayv till later on. That's Tar Shah, you're being Shomer the Chayv. So that's how he understands this Lashon of Tar Shah. I saw a Kash on him, one of the Sefer HaChayim, on Ezer Neshech. He brings this Yaivetz and he says that it's Shver because Lafi the Yaivetz, you should pronounce the word Tar Sah. Because his lashon when sa means a chayv, it's with a sin, not a shin, and he says it's mukubal in Olam HaTorah to call it tarsha, not tarsa. So he said that is a raya, connecting the pshat of the yavitz. So l'chayr it's a tars because if you look in the pasuk over there, it is with a shin, not a sin. Ki sasha bereacha mashus muma. The pasuk in Dvarim, it's Perek Chav Dalet pasuk Yod. Ki sasha bereacha mashus muma. It's with a shin, not with a sin. So it should really be tarsha within the yavitz. So I don't think that's really shver in the yavitz. But what is a little bit of a on the Yavetz is two things. Number one, the fact that it's a combination of two words. One is Lashon HaKadosh, one is Ba'aramis. You don't usually have that because Tara is how you say Shemer and Aramis. Shah is the Lashon of Chayv and Lashon HaKadosh. So it's interesting to put together Lashon Aramis and Lashon HaKadosh in one word, even though you do find a little bit the Lashon of Tar, meaning Shemer and Lashon HaKadosh. Like I mentioned, night there. It's Lashon Shmir, but there Chalal in Lashon Kedosh, it's called Shemer, not Neiter, so that's a little bit of a Chiddush. Another iron in the Yavetz is, why is Dafka this Ribbis referred to as Tarsha Shemer HaChayv? Every Ribbis is Shmir HaChayv, that's what you're doing, you're paying him more because you're keeping the Chayv. So why would it be Miyuchat to this case where you're selling it now for more expensive because he's paying you later on, you're just not speaking it up with fair. So it's a little bit Tzarchi and why this Dafka would be called Tarsha. But the Emes says the Rishonim already say Pshat and Tarsha, and the Ritva says a Pshat over here, B'Shem Hezrabi, which is Ramban, which I think fits in very nicely why it's Dafka over here. And he says, Lashon Tarsha, Haya Omer Mari, Shepirusha Ribis Cherish. It's a Ribis of a Cherish, it's a Lashon of somebody who's deaf, She'enu Nishma, Meshu Nasa Stam. It's not heard because it's on Stam, Chavar Abi Lantain, he brings from the Medrash, Medrash Tanchuma says, Mo Hultach Tarsha Akish Allah. So he brings that Lashon of the Midrashim, we found that the word Tarsha means a Cherish, somebody who is deaf. In Arabic, also a cherish is called an atrash. So he says that's the pshat over here that it's called a cherish because this is a ribbis which is not heard. As Rashi says, you're paying ribbis, you're paying more money because you're not paying till later on, but you don't speak it up beferish, you don't say it beferish, and therefore it's mutter. So in that sense, it's a ribbis which is a cherish, just a ribbis where the ribbis itself can't be heard. And lefi him, it's very meduyak why dafka this ribbis is called tarsha as opposed to other ribbis. Mashenki and lefi the yavitz lechay any ribbis could be called tarsha. So those are two different Malchim and the understanding of what Tarsha means. The Meiri over here has a different shot, Lashon of Trashim, which means you're elevating the Erech of it. He finds that Slayim are called Trashim, Ayin Sham. So those are a couple of Biurim in the Indian of Tarsha.